Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. I'm Allison Stewart. Some new music for your Monday. Well, new-ish. The estate of Prince Rogers Nelson just released a new album, a collection of songs from Prince's legendary vault. And I mean a real actual vault full of music. On Friday, Welcome to America came out. Prince recorded it back in 2010 when it has remained in his Paisley Park studio outside of Minneapolis. One of the most prolific musicians of all time, Prince kept a trove of unreleased music and videos. But just how much is in the vault is a bit of a mystery to the public. In a 1999 interview with music journalist Kurt Loder, he asked Prince, quote, "If we went into your vaults, I bet they're substantial. What would we find there?" He responded, "Some amazing jazz work. You'd find the best, most heady tracks that the Revolution recorded, the ones that we thought were too far gone back in the 80s. You'll find the more psychedelic rock version of the time. You'll find the really erotic Central Prince. You'd find the future," end quote. Well, the future is now, and we are having an All of It listening party for Welcome to America. Joining us now is a familiar name to Princeophiles, Morris Hayes, Prince's longtime musical director, keyboardist, and New Power Generation band member who co-produced the album with Prince. Morris, welcome to All of It.
Hey, glad to be here.
So happy to have you. So, you know, when you first heard this material, after spending years away from it's been a minute since you heard it, what did it sound like to you when you first heard it again?
It was kind of crazy because, you know, like you said, it's been like 11 years ago. And so, you know, when I got a call from the estate saying that they were going to release this record, I was astonished, really, because, you know, with so much work in the vault that you don't know what's going to come out or when it's going to come out. You know, they can do that for years. So I was naturally, you know, the fact that I had worked on it, I was very much stoked at the concept that they were going to put it out and then it would be out. So this was great.
I want you to kind of go back in the Wayback Machine. You've worked with Prince on more than a dozen albums. What was the process like of making this particular album?
Well, this one was very unconventional. I mean, from the way that I heard it, you know, I got a call from him to come, you know, come by the studio and everything like normal, like when he wanted to play me something. But this time I got there, he was sitting in the parking lot in his car, and I just kind of rolled his window down and said, "Hop in," and I got in his car, and he had a CD, and he just told me, like, "Yeah, you know, I've been working on some new heat." You know, he'd kind of like, it was a little tricky voice that he would like to do. "Yeah, Morris, I got a little new heat right here," you know, a little song and dance, you know, like that kind of thing. And he told me, he said, "Yeah, I got Tull Workenfield and Chris Coleman." And so I'm thinking, oh, maybe this is a new incarnation of the New Power Generation. So I'm like, cool. And he says, you know, he starts playing and everything. And he's kind of telling me the stories, and I'm listening to it, and I'm going, like, wow, this is kind of heavy. He's going hard on this one. You know, and it was like three songs in and it was going hard. And I'm like, bro, so you're kind of feeling something right now. He's like, yeah, you know, we're talking about some things here and that he wanted to address. And so, yeah. And then he gave me the CD and said, yeah, you can take it home and you just, you know, rip the songs off. You know, usually there's a Pro Tool session or some kind of recording session or tape or something. But he just gave me the CD and said, okay, you go do your thing with the CD. And so I had to create my own, you know, session files from the CD, so it was kind of a little unorthodox, but it worked out.
Yeah, you're saying that it's some of the material, I think when people listen to it, some of it seems really prescient, like he was a, you know, mind reader about what's going to happen in the future. And so there's there's some good beats and everything, but there's some really heavy themes, like the title track, Welcome to America. It's commenting on technology and corporate America and education. Let's play a little bit of the first verse and we can talk about it on the other side. This is Welcome to America.
Welcome to America, where you can fail at your job, get fired, rehired, and get a $700 billion tip.
Come on in. Sit right down and fill up your pockets, yeah.
Mass media, information overload. Welcome to America.
The following message is brought to you by Viacom.
Distracted by the features of the iPhone.
Got an application.
In other words,
situation.
Taken by a pretty face.
Somebody's watching you.
Welcome to America. Hook up later at the iPad. Or we can meet at my place.
To America.
It's amazing to think that that was from 11 years ago. I mean, smartphones had just started to become ubiquitous.
Right.
What were Prince's fears about what was happening about the way we interact with one another?
Well, he did hate cell phones and technology like that. I mean, of course, he understood that that was a thing. I mean, because when he would want to make a phone call, he memorized numbers and he would use my phone. So he'd tell me, Morris, dial this number. And I'd dial the number and then hand the phone over to him. And then I'm like, this is weird. Because, you know, back then even, you know, everybody was really dope with the features of being able to save everybody's number. Now if you ask anybody now somebody's telephone number, they don't know because the phone knows. And so Prince was very much, like, it's absorbing our thinking and our process, because it is causing us to lean on these devices and lean on all of this technology. And he knew that that was going to be a problem. And so, you know, that was kind of the road that he saw things going down. And it was just like phones and all types of things. He knew that devices, of course, we saw with Snowden, how the television or watching us and have cameras. And so he was very aware of those types of things. And he always thought that that was the case. And then of course, when these things come out and we find out that it is, he's vindicated in his thought process.
My guest is Morris Hayes. We're talking about Welcome to America, the album he co-produced with Prince that came out on Friday. So there are more songs that talk about politics and about our culture. This one we're going to play a little clip of is 1,000 Light Years From Here. He describes what it means to be American. I want to play for it, but at first tell me a little bit. It's kind of some heavy lyrics, but the instrumentation at the top, it's super breezy. Tell me a little bit about that decision.
Yeah, you know, it was funny because that was one of the things I noticed the most when he was telling me, like, you know, Morris, I want you to, you know, and I was kind of seeing what he want me to do. He's like, you know, I want you to overproduce it. He said, just, you know, throw everything. And he said, anything I don't like, I'll take it away. He said, but just overdo it. But when I listened to it in the car and I was sitting there, I was like, dude, I like the rawness of this record. And I said, in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't want to overproduce it. I want people to hear what he's saying. I think he's on some heavy stuff right now. And, you know, and Prince had, you know, over his career had scattered a few songs here and there, like Sign of the Times and Baltimore and Dear Mr. Man and different things like that. But I think this was a more conscious and focused attack on all the systems. And so I definitely wanted to stay out of the way of that and not let the message be lost in a lot of music. And I guess it worked. Everything that I would basically take a song a day, go work it out, take it home, spend up all night with it, and bring it in. And then every day was an approval process. Like, I'd bring it in, and he'd say, I love it, go to the next one, and so on. So that was the thing that let me know I was on the right track, is that I'd listen to these songs, and then I would just do my thing, and then bring it in, check it. And then if it was cool, then we kept moving.
Let's listen to 1,000 Light Years From Here.
Thank you.
It ain't hard when you've never been a part of the country on dry land. We used to be smarter. We taught them what they know, and now we got to show them what it means to be American.
Good life.
Good life. Liberty, innovation. Every child, no matter what color,
getting an education.
Now life in the hood is nothing to fear.
1,000 light years away from me. 1,000 light years from here. 1,000 light years from here.
Talking about a peaceful revolution.
1,000 light years away from me. 1,000 light years from here.
Come on.
That's 1,000 light years from here, from Welcome to America. We're having an All of It listening party with Morris Hayes, Prince's musical director, keyboardist, and co-producer of that album. So I don't want people to think there aren't any just plain old Prince bangers on this, because there are. There are some, you know, super fun, sensual Prince we know. What is the story behind the next track we're going to hear, which is Hot Summer?
So I'm glad you mentioned that. See, the way Prince would do records is like you said on the awards show, just like Black Lives, albums matter, and one of the things that was that Prince was very good at is how he would sequence records, and how he would put records together, because it was an ebb and flow thing, and he wanted to have balance in the record. And so with anything like this, even if it's a serious piece, you know, and I consider this Prince's Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, mm-hmm. What's Going On equivalent. It's like he's speaking about these things and about education and about politics and a lot of things. But he still manages to find a space for just some, you know, some fun, some hot summers, like kind of like one of those released oasis in the record where you can just like have some fun. And then he's got this, like you said, sensual thing with When She Comes. And so it, like, there's all of these different moods and different vibes that takes you on a journey on this album. And that's what I, even when I spoke to the estate, when they were asking about, you know, how should we sequence it, or thinking about it, I said, well, if I were you, I would do it exactly the way Prince gave it to me, because he planned it that way. He put it together that way for a reason. And so everything is in the place that it's in because that's where he put it. And so, you know, that's what I think it is. And so these songs are able to have a little fun, and there's a little funk, and there's a little something smoothed out, you know. And so I think it's just about balance on the record.
This is Hot Summer from Prince.
Oh, hot summer.
It's gonna be hot summer. It's gonna be hot summer. Just wait and see. Hot summer. Hot summer.
Morris, a couple choices I want to ask you. Who are the women's voices?
Well, that would be Shelby J, mm-hmm. Liv Warfield, and Lalisa Fiorello. They're our background singers that were part of the New Power Generation for some years.
And then the percussion's really cool. What is this? Is it congas? Is it bongos? There's like a very clear sound.
So it's a very funny thing, and it's, you know, it's very funny. Prince had asked Chris Coleman, a drummer, you know, sometimes when Prince is making up stuff, like, he just goes on the fly, like, When we record albums, sometimes we'd go in on a fly and record 8 songs in a day. And they did basically the same thing with this record. So when he's coming, he'll tell you, like, we need an intro. Do something with your bongos over there. And he played them with a stick. And so typically you play bongos with your hand. And so he just went, got this little funny little da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. And everybody had a big chuckle about it, but Prince liked it. It was like, yeah, that's great. We'll use that. And he was kind of like, really? Like, what? And so it was like, it's just one of those little cheeky kind of things that happened. And it just like by kind of a happenstance. And then they just kept it, from my understanding of the story. So it was very cool. I think it's cool because it, to me, it's a signature piece of the song, even though it's just this little paradiddle, like a little piece in it. But but that's what it is. He just hit it. It so cuts through because he hit it with a stick. And so it just really cuts.
Yeah, it's like a little wink in the song every time.
Yeah,
it comes
exactly.
In.
that's a very good way to describe it. But it is a kind of a thing like that, and it just you know, it turns out to be one of the you know, things that really makes that stand out, because when you even hear it, certain songs, there's just certain musical things that happen, a little coda or something that'll happen that'll like immediately tie you into that song. Just like the organ at the beginning of Let's Go Crazy. Once you hear an organ like that, mm-hmm. anytime you hear it, you know, that's Let's Go Crazy. It's like, it's just a little thing that happens in a song.
I want to play the track Stand Up and Be Strong, because it's a song that isn't original. It's a cover of a song written by a really great songwriter, Dave Perner, Soul Asylum, from 2006. Sure. A lot of people have heard the Soul Asylum version of it. I'm curious, you know, there's so many great bands out of Minneapolis: Replacements, Soul Asylum, Babes in Toyland, Jayhawks, mm-hmm. The Time. How often and how much, nobody really influences Prince, but I'm curious how much interaction there was in the scene and how much, you know, sort of collaboration was in the air, we'll say, formally or informally.
Let me put it to you like this. Prince was a lover of great songs. I mean, he probably didn't collaborate with Dave at all. Mm-hmm. And one of our legendary drummers plays, he's a drummer for Soul Asylum, Michael Bland. Mm-hmm. And, But the thing is, Prince always appreciated early. He was a lyrics master, and he appreciated great lyrics. He appreciated great songs. And so even when we did the Super Bowl, that was one of the things that was kind of prima facie for him, was to not worry about him playing all of his hits. He wanted to play great songs. We love Dave Grohl. We like, you know, Tina Turner and Creedence Clearwater Revival. That you know, Proud Mary, and so there was a more of a thing to like say, let's balance the show, let's make a show, and let's entertain everybody. You know, there's a little something for everybody, and so one of the things I remember we played One of Us, If God Was One of Us. He loved that song so much when we did it. He told me, he said, you know, that's the song I would have written if I was brave enough. Hmm. He loved that song, and so he always would listen to other artists like that, and if the song spoke to him, then we would cover it. We would do something with it like that, because he just appreciated the songwriting.
Let's hear Stand Up and Be Strong.
You might be right, you might be wrong, you might just think your life has gone on for too long.
Your knees get weak, yes it do. Your heart grows cold, and you're tired of doing everything that you're told.
Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It's almost dawn. Stand up and be strong. Find a brand new song before they're gone. Stand up and be strong.
If you live in the hills,
if you live in
listen,
the hills,
take too many pills.
Oh, too many pills.
'Cause you lost the thrill against your own will.
Stand up and be strong.
Yes, sir.
Da 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 da.
That Stand Up and Be Strong. My guest is Morris Hayes, Prince's musical director and co-producer of Welcome to America. I do want to get to the track, yes, before we go. If we go out on it, Morris, what do you want our listeners to listen for?
Well, it's some smoke on this record. You know, I loved listening to this record, sitting out in the car and just like vibing on it and just like hearing it myself. And I just remember telling them, like, at the end of it, like, I said, Prince, this is smoking, man. Like, this is really dope. And that's why I was so, you know, shocked when it didn't come out. But there's something for everybody on here. There's some gems in here. Like, there's some funky stuff. You know, Toe Wagenfield is, like, unbelievable as a bass player. She's like Jeff Beck and Herbie Hancock. And she's only, like, in her early 20s on this thing. And so she's a beast as a young woman. And just, you know, at the beginning of this whole flurry of female basses that are now coming to the forefront, you know, she was at the very the beginning of that whole wave. And so one of the people, I should say. And yeah. So I think there's a lot on here for people to get into and enjoy. I know I did, so.
It is called Welcome to America. We've been speaking with Morris Hayes, co-producer of the Prince, this Prince album. Morris, thank you so much for sharing your stories.
Man, I'm so happy to be here. Thank you guys for having me.
Let's go out on Yes. And that is all of it for today.